Hello, Sebastian Lucido here, and welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Luke 10, verse 25. It says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' He said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live.'" Verse 29, "But he wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Then Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he had arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. When he saw him, he had compassion on him. So he went to him, he bound his wounds, he poured in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and to take care of him. On the next day he departed, he took 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, whatever you need more, or whatever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." And so as we look at this, this is the Good Samaritan naturally, but it's really a parable about all human history. It's a picture of human history. The lawyer answered the question correctly. However, you know, he wanted to exalt himself with pride, but here's the components of the parable. Number one, the man traveling who ran into thieves was Adam and Eve. You know, Satan stripped them of their clothing or their righteousness. They became unrighteous. He wounded their bodies and their minds with sickness and disease. He leaves them behind half dead because initially they died spiritually and eventually they died physically. This represents Satan killing Adam and Eve spiritually, causing unrighteousness to come in the earth, causes physical sickness, mental sickness, and ultimately physical death. The priest and the Levite could do nothing for him to fix the brokenness of humanity. They couldn't do it in themselves. Jesus is the Good Samaritan who stopped. What did he do? He bound his wounds. He poured in oil, which is a type of the anointing and the Holy Spirit, and wine, which is a type of blood and salvation. The animal that carried him to the inn was the Holy Spirit brought him to the inn, which is the church, right? The innkeeper is the Holy Spirit who watched over the church until Jesus returns. He gave him 2 denarii, which is 2 days' wages or 2,000 years, you know, which we say a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is a day. And the lawyer answered the question, "I need to love and I need to be like Jesus," right? So again, you know, Satan stripped us of our and made us unrighteous. He caused our minds and bodies to have sickness and disease. He caused us to die spiritually originally. So everybody needs salvation and ultimately physically. And so the priest couldn't do anything long term. You know, the Levite couldn't do anything. What he's saying is even holy men couldn't fix this brokenness. They helped get us through it. But Jesus had compassion on each of us. He bound up the wound. He poured in oil and wine. And you know, he gave us salvation. He gave us the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He gave us the church and he gave us the Holy Spirit until he returns. And all debts are paid by him. Amen. So that's our message for today. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you were inspired. You learned something. As I say, every time we teach, please consider downloading our phone app, which has all of our teachings on it, blogs and curriculum. It's free at the Apple App Store or the Google App Store. Have your credentials. Just type in Watchers of Truth and download it free. You'll have everything we do, even our censored material that we can't put on social media. Also, pray about joining our ministry, because that in doing that, you don't join our ministry. You have to become either a free member or a partner. free member is just give us your name and email address. You'll get notes from us every week. They're Bible studies by themselves. You'll get three Bible studies a week in note form that I'm teaching. So you don't have to watch, or you can watch with the notes. Or you can become a partner where you automatically become a member. And I pray that you would pray to the Holy Spirit to join us. If we're speaking into your life and we joined you on your journey to know God and his word, pray about joining us on our journey to teach God's word. For $25 a month or more, you can become a partner with us. Everything that we do is free. All of our curriculums, workbooks, you can order 20 workbooks and have a home fellowship. They're free. All you have to do is pay for shipping. Our partners pay for everything. God bless you, and I'll see you for another episode very soon. Thanks for watching.